There is a terrible dilemma these days for those with serious diseases, as new drugs appear and offer great hope, but often remain out of reach because they're just too expensive. For cancer in particular, when patients run out of conventional treatment options, the new hope is broadly called immunotherapy, which works very well for some, but can cost up to $200,000 for treatment. The federal government continues to add treatments to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, and that means they come down to about $40 a treatment. But doctors say there is an urgent need to do more. Louise Creeley has been investigating. She joins me. Louise, how quickly is the government responding to the demand created by these new types of cancer drugs, specifically the demand to get them onto the PBS?
Well, Linda, the government first reacted after some great results from trials in melanoma patients, and that was back in 2015, where they put immunotherapy drugs on the PBS for melanoma. And this was followed by non-small cell lung cancer last year. And just days ago, actually, it was announced that the treatment costs for patients with classical Hodgkin's lymphoma would fall to as little as $40 a day from May.
So tell us more about these treatments, immunotherapy, this catch-all phrase.
Well, it's, basically an umbrella term that's used to describe a treatment where patients use their own immune system to fight cancer. And so usually tumours aren't recognised as foreign, but the immunotherapy drugs really reveal the tumours for what they are essentially, and the body then knows to fight them using its own immune system. So it's pretty incredible. And I spoke to Dr. Michael Dickinson, who's the lead for aggressive lymphoma at Peter MacCallum Centre in Sydney. He says there have been some striking clinical results from immunotherapy trials in lymphoma.
It's pretty unusual when you are developing a new treatment for a cancer for a single drug to have a very strong anti-cancer effect. Where Keytruda is ahead is that it and similar drugs in class have really shown striking activity initially in solid tumours, and now we're seeing that they're more and more effective in other tumour classes, including blood cancers and lymphoma. My experience is that patients have far fewer side effects than chemotherapy, that the drugs are usually very well tolerated. All the patients I've treated have really needed a treatment option that isn't chemotherapy or isn't radiotherapy.
Dr. Michael Dickinson there. Louise, it's not only blood cancer we're talking about, is it?
Well, no, there's new research coming out all the time. And just out of the States in the last few days, actually, there's research suggesting that lung cancer patients will benefit from using immunotherapy drugs first, as early as the diagnosis is made, and will live longer if immunotherapy is given as well as the usual chemotherapy. Now, I spoke to Professor Michael Boyer, who was involved in this research that was recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine. He has called the results staggering.
It's become clear that when used as the very first treatment, these drugs clearly produce results that are better than conventional treatments. So the first test, if you like, was in selected patients who had very high levels of the marker that tells us that tumours are sort of having this problem where the immune system doesn't recognise it. We found that a drug called pembrolizumab resulted in survival that was quite a lot longer than using chemotherapy, which has been up until now the standard treatment.
But there are warnings that more patients need to be able to access affordable immunotherapy drugs on the PBS. And I've been speaking to some patients who have had extraordinary success with their treatment. Igor Milosnich knows what it feels like to wrestle with the dilemma of how much his life is worth, essentially, after options to treat his cancer ran out.
Like, the disease started to become more active, so it wasn't working. And my doctor sort of said to me and said, well, there aren't really any conventional therapies left, but there was this new drug that was popping up, and it was being used in clinical trials for melanoma, and it was showing promising results. And he said, do you want to give it a crack?
The rare bone cancer Igor was diagnosed with at 19 is called Ewing sarcoma. Immunotherapy treatment for it is not listed on the PBS, so Igor's parents had to pay the full price.
Almost went back to a normal regime. After the initial reaction, I was able to sort of get my life back in order from there.
But if they'd been unable to pay the thousands of dollars needed, it could have been a very different outcome.
Should we need to go back to it, or if we had to do it for a longer time, I I don't know if we would have been able to afford that. And I'd hate to imagine the pressure and the stress that you'd be put in the situation where you're facing, what do I do when I can't get the treatment that may or may not save my life?
Luke Melling has had dozens of cycles of chemotherapy and radiotherapy since he was diagnosed with a blood cancer called Hodgkin's lymphoma when he was 16 years old. He went on to an immunotherapy trial after conventional treatment was no longer working.
Like, I felt sick the whole time I was on it. It just made me feel tired. I was just bedridden all day. I couldn't go to school. I couldn't go to work. You were just legit stuck for months waiting for it to do its job.
He was shocked by the speed of his recovery.
After 2 weeks, it made all my symptoms go away that I had, and I was back to feeling normal. Like, before I was diagnosed, I was losing weight rapidly, night sweats. I had no energy. I was sleeping over 14 hours a day. And then 2 weeks later, I was almost back to my normal self, which it was crazy.
But Luke says if he'd had to pay for the drug unsubsidised, it would have been difficult.
It's luckily something we've never had to think of because I'm on this trial, but it's just unrealistic for the majority of Australians to be able to afford one cycle, let alone a 2-year trial like I'm on.
Alison Beninati has been in treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma for 18 years. 2 years ago, she accessed the immunotherapy drug Keytruda on a trial. She says it's the best drug she's had in the 2 decades and is thrilled more people like her will be able to access it from May.
I was just amazed. I thought, oh my God, it's about time, because there's people out there that are suffering from blood cancers, especially people that just haven't been approved for the trial are trying. You know, I heard one guy was going to sell his house to pay for the treatment, and he was in his 60s, I believe. And then when they said that they were putting it on the PBS, I was just thrilled. I thought, well, this is great. This is going to be fantastic for people that were, you know, wondering how they're going to get through and survive.
Alison Beninati, one of the good news stories. Our reporter Louise Creeley is with me. Louise, it's great to hear the stories of hope, but that's not everyone, is it?
It's not, Linda. And firstly, it's not available to everyone, even with these cancers, if they don't fit the specific requirements. And it also doesn't work for everyone. I must be really clear about that. And people with different types of cancers as well, that these drugs might work for are maybe unable to afford them until they are on the PBS.
Thanks to Louise Creeley for that report.